This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Health and Living on a Bigger Picture. I'm T. Xiao-Yi. In conjunction with Universal Children's Day today, 16-year-old Yusra and 9-year-old Felicia join us in the studio to ask our doctor in the house about what it's like to be a doctor. Here's Dr. George Lee, consultant urologist, answering some of their pressing questions.
What is it like being a doctor?
Oh, Felicia, I'm so glad you asked me that question. You know, everybody say being a doctor, one of the best thing is saving lives, making life different for different group of people. But I have a different answer for you. Being a doctor is just like being a Sherlock Holmes, because every day patients present it with different diseases, and it's because you use your knowledge and you try to identify and listen to the patients. And then when you find that diagnosis, it's one of the most rewarding things. So that's what it's like being a doctor.
How much effort did it take to achieve this career?
Yusra, I know you sort of hear everybody saying that it is very difficult and you really, really need to study very hard and that sort of thing. Oh, well, of course, that is important. However, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is the effort you need to be is you need to have that passion. So if you have the passion wanting to help people and then you have that passion of determination, that is the only effort you need. Of course, when you study, you have to focus and then channel into interesting areas that relate to medicine, such as biology and chemistry. And I really think that is the only effort you need. And with a little bit of perseverance, you will get there.
Is blood yucky or gross to a doctor?
Okay. I must say I'm not somebody who's too scared of blood. So I guess being a doctor, you really need to cope with blood. But I can tell you what I'm really scared of. I'm really scared of needles myself, to be truthful. So every time I get injection, I really, really will get a bit cringy. So I think yucky, well, blood sometimes can get yucky when it's splashing, everywhere, when patients have accidents and things like that. One thing I find really gross in medicine is, when an ophthalmologist who is an eye doctor have to inject into the eyes. I really find that quite yucky. But, you never know. You might be a really fantastic ophthalmologist in the future.
Give me some advice for when I become a doctor.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm trying to think of what my parents, gave me advice when I decided to embark on a career in medicine. I really think, most importantly, you need to stay focused. When you concentrate on your study, you build that foundation. That is the first advice I'll give you. The second advice I would like you to do is have this something called compassion. Compassion basically just means that you have the intention and kind heart to help people. And because that is one of the most rewarding thing in medicine whenever you actually embark on this career. And that compassion is something that will get you wake up every morning wanting to go to work, because every time truly, when you solve someone's problem or you actually help somebody and their extended family, when you get that thank you, and then, that truly is something that money cannot buy. So that's a second advice that I would like to give you about having that compassionate heart. And lastly, is perseverance, because if you're passionate about something, never ever let anyone deter you from joining this. And most importantly, when you embark in a medical career, just go in with open hearts, because it's such a wide area that you can join. You can do with the brain, you can heart, and all sorts of things. And the world is truly your oysters.
Thanks, Dr. George. Let's hope you've inspired some young people to follow in your footsteps. I'm T. Xiao-Yi, and thanks for listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.